Best-selling author and American psychologist Mary Pfeiffer said this, "We live in a world filled with language. Language imparts identity, meaning, and perspective to our human community. Writers are either polluters or part of the cleanup team. Just as the language of power and greed has the potential to destroy us, the language of reason and empathy has the power to save us. Writers can inspire a kinder, fairer, more beautiful world, or invite selfishness, stereotyping, and violence. Writers can unite people or divide them." In this Book Show podcast, host, confidence coach Susan Axelrod asks women authors a simple question: which kind of writer are you? She invites each guest to step into the confidence zone to proclaim how her book can inspire. If you are seeking inspiration to create your legacy, take out your pen and pad. Your book, My Time, starts now.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the inaugural book show for the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. This show is something that has been on my mind for quite a while. I have spoken with the head of the KSMG group, Cornelia Stephanie, about making this the official book show, and I was delighted that she agreed. This show is called Your Book, My Time. I am challenging women authors to step into the confidence zone and proudly and confidently proclaim the inspiration that they had from the writing of their book and what they want you to do as a result of reading your book. I want to take a minute to tell you why I wanted to do this book show. In the mid-90s, I believe, I had my own personal breakdown. I was in the too muchness of life. I was trying to be everything to everyone and get it all done ahead of time. As a result, I had a small breakdown. I ended up at home in bed for 10 days with no peripheral vision. I had to change my life at that time. That's the short version of the story. One of the ways that I changed my life was by listening to inspirational books. It happened to be on tape in those days, of course. They were audio tapes. And I had a very long commute at that time. And so I had lots of time to listen to books that inspired me and uplifted me and motivated me to change. And I did. It's been a journey of many, many years, decades, as you can hear. And today I'm in a position to have my own podcast to interview women authors who wrote their books, sharing their own stories to inspire you to be on the journey that you want to be on, to be able to design your life in the way that you want it to go. So whom else would I consider having a guest on my inaugural book show but Cornelia Stephanie herself? I'm so happy to add her to our broadcast today. Cornelia, my dear friend, hello and welcome to Your Book, My Time.
Congratulations, Susan. Congratulations to you. This is another wonderful creation of yours, co-creation of what we're creating together. And of course, everything links back to whatwillyourlegacybe.com. Susan's website, whatwillyourlegacybe.com, with all the beautiful legacy work that Susan does for the collective, for all of us, for every woman that she influences, for every woman that she comes in personal contact with. Certainly for the women here in the Cornelia Stephanie Media Foundation, everyone here is influenced and inspired by your leadership, Susan, and how you show up. So thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for those beautiful words. Thank you for your coaching, your mentoring, your friendship, and your soul sisterhood. So Cornelia, you know that I love your book. This is Cornelia's book. I have it here. It's called Peace. Yay! It's called Peace, the Flip Side to Anger. how I used my emotions to heal my life and my body, and how you can too. So Cornelia, you know the story that at a particularly difficult time in my life, we had a phone call. And then right after that phone call, I ordered your book. And you can see from the post-it notes and notes stuck in, yep, I have read your book. I used your book. And this is more recently, not the story I told in my own introduction from the 90s about other books that I listened to, but recently over just the last few years. And so I want to tell you first, I love that you have post-it notes in your own book. This is fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. It shows you being the real deal of using your own material. So in this book show, I intend to ask every author the same three questions. I will put them to you and then we'll take them one at a time. The first question is, what is the story behind your story? In other words, how did you come to write this book? The second question is, why is your book worth my time? And we'll talk about that when we're ready to address that question. Time is the greatest thing that we have. It's the greatest asset that we have today. And the third question is this: what do you want your readers to do after they read your book? So let's get into it, Cornelia. Let's start at the top. What is the story behind your story of this beautiful book?
So I just want to be clear by saying this was not my idea to write this book. It was not my idea. I did not set out to write a book about peace. Certainly didn't set out to write a book about anger or emotions. And this was not at all what I would have chosen to do. What happened instead is in my deep inner relationship with Source, and my communion with Source, I was asking the question, posing the question to God, Source, the universe, why is it that we're so evolved on this planet in our humanity, like consciously? Why is it that people still hurt each other and self-destruct, and why do we still have violence on this planet? That's what I was asking. Why do we have war? Why, Source, why, God, do we still have war on this planet when we are smart people?
Right.
When we are educated people, why do we still hurt each other and use violence on this planet to do what? Why? I don't understand. So that was the beginning of so it wasn't, the book wasn't even thought of yet, but it was just curiosity in my own life and asking, like, why do we still have a war? Why are we still using violence? I've been exposed to violence all my life. And this, you know, why do we still have that here? And why is our society, the people in leadership, like in the government or in the school system or in the medical system, why are we not being led and educated on what to do with our emotions? And why do we still use bullying and projecting violence, picking up instruments, whether it's a gun or a fist or a car or a bomb? Why are we still using that to, you know, with each other? That's basically what happened. And then, Susan, what happened after that, I was taken deep into an experience for the next 6 months while I was listening to Source, while I was watching different movie scenes play out before me, because one of the things that I pride myself in is that I am an experiential teacher and an experiential learner, meaning that life is the teacher and I'm the student.
Mm. And I've seen this personally. I've worked with you. I've seen this personally. And I want to just point out here two things. Number one, the book was written in 2015, just to give an idea of when it was written.
And it was published in 2015, but it was written in 2014.
I was just about to say it was published in 2015. Yeah. But I also want to point out something that I've watched you, I've learned from you, I've learned with you, I've done with you, I've done myself. And that is, it started with the question, in this case for you, you did not sit down to write a book or set out to write a book, but rather you do what it is that you teach, which is ask questions with curiosity, clear, ascend, open, allow, receive. And this came through you is what I'm understanding.
Yes. So then all of a sudden I see, you know, all these experiences that I'm involved in this movie and with, you know, all the various different violence forms being played out on the world stage. And then also seeing that, you know, this is what's happening on a global scale so that I can have a deeper understanding. Again, remember that I'm an experiential learner and teacher, that life is the teacher and I'm the student. So I first have to understand and see what's going on and then bring it home to myself and then look at my own inner journey and how I feel about it. As a metaphysical student already and teacher and also expert in emotional processing, I was already doing that work, that deep emotional processing work, because I was already teaching and helping others heal with their root core, healing their root core emotional pain from the past. So that was already a big part of my, you know, modality, if mm-hmm. you will. And then it was about to go on a deeper level. And that is when I discovered that in order to heal the violence that we see playing out on the world stage, that it's the violence first that we're presented of within ourselves when we're backed into corners in the most unusual ways, to where then all of a sudden you see that you would actually be capable of harming someone or hurting someone.
And the alternative, which is capable of helping someone to heal. You know, Cornelia, your emotional processing techniques, which are delineated in the book, sort of begin for me in chapter 2, which is called Peace is an Inside Job.
So that was actually the original title of the book.
Ah, okay.
And I've been told many times by others to print the book again and use that title this time. That was the original title. And at the time when I was still not 100% in my approval, should I say, I was listening to other people. I think I told you this about the story about there was the part about the I believe and I imagine part in the book. But I was listening to other people still telling me what I should do, basically. Yeah. And, you know, I learned through that experience as well that nowadays I don't do that. When I want somebody's opinion about it, then I will go seek it out. But I will never ask for somebody's opinion about something that I'm about to create or put out. Because I'm the one that needs to bring that message out and my own expertise needs to come to it. So Peace, the Flip Side to Anger was titled one day when I went to the post office and ran into a friend and we were saying, what have you been doing? What have you been doing? And I said, oh, I wrote a book. I'm about to publish the book. It's called Peace is an Inside Job. And it's about how to use your anger to liberate yourself and the process of emotions. And he goes, oh, you mean like peace, the flip side to anger. And I said, well, yeah, I do. You know,
That's, you know, for people who want to write books who are listening to this today, this is an important lesson that you just learned. When you start, you don't know what to do. It's okay. Yeah. You know, we learned, Cornelius explained what being an experiential learner is. And so, but either way, I don't think that I knew that even when I just intuitively picked out that chapter title to read, because for me, that's where it starts. And that's what I've learned. You know, it all comes from within. So we're going to park whether or not you should do the book. And we'll think about that and retitle it. I want to go to something that is just so powerful for me. Anybody who has been with us on our other podcast discussions may have heard this. I don't care. I'm saying it again now. I'm calling it out. On page 91 of this beautiful book, Cornelia has listed a few symptoms. There's many of them. A few symptoms of inner peace. In the interest of time, at this time, as I roll out this broadcast, I think I'm not going to be able to read out sections of books. I may grow to that, but I cannot say enough that whatever the cost of this book is, which I can't remember, I just bought it $20. And I'm so happy, $20, just page 91 is worth that purchase price for you to understand that there are symptoms of inner peace. Symptoms of inner peace. What does that mean? That's what inner peace feels like. So that's one thing I wanted to point out to our listeners today. And then I also want to get to part two, that is called the peace practice, making peace, P-E-A-C-E, with your peace, P-I-E-C-E, right? That's the peace inside. And right there in the intro, what is emotional processing? This is something that I've learned from Cornelia. I've worked on myself, and all I can say is that it works. So the story behind this story from Cornelia Stephanie is this idea that she does spiritual mentoring. She's a spiritual guide, coach of emotional processing. And what happens when you can process through the anger or other emotions on the way, I think I'm going to say up to being in neutrality. Mm-hmm. Cornelia, would you say I got that is a big part of the story behind this story?
Yeah, I want to say that all the pain that a person is feeling in that trauma, that deep emotional core pain, gets neutralized with the love of who you are.
All the pain that you are feeling gets neutralized with the love of who you are.
And then I'll add to that by saying, and who you are is in the image and the likeness of the one.
For people who are listening, for people who are listening, not watching, I'm sitting here. I have my eyes closed with intention to absorb that which we're just saying, because we really just moved on, I think, to the second question, which is, why is your book, Cornelia, worth my time to read? And I feel like this alone is part of that answer.
Well, if you want to have peace inside, then you have to make space for yourself to have peace inside. One of the things that this book is going to do for you, it's like a permission slip to allow yourself to get totally, totally pissed off, to be completely enraged, and to be completely present to all the pain and trauma that has happened to you in your life, and to give you a practical approach on how you can heal and transcend that pain into peace. And so that peace is one of the highest vibrations that we can be in on this planet, peace. So in the absence of war, or in the transcendence of war, the war that you find within yourself.
Right.
So there it is. So it is the call to action then. And why should somebody read the book? It gives you a practical approach to self-healing. Because basically, you're the one that is saving yourself, because the Christ is already within you, never been separate from you, and is not separate from you. you're the one that is bringing that peace and that liberation and the love and the truth of who you are into the present moment when meeting the shadow, when meeting the pain, with nothing but fierce desire to dissolve and let love melt it all away. And so, you know, why would somebody want to read that book? If you want to be free and you want to be liberated, and if you want to be able to use your emotions to heal your physical body and use your body as an alchemical processing tool that it is, the acupuncture needle in the body of the Mother Earth, then this is your book, because it's going to give you the support that you need. The book is a download. It is, it's like three parts in one. Yeah. You know, I talk about my own journey, and then I come at it from a therapist's perspective, also of helping the therapists use this book in their practices to help their clients as well. So mm-hmm. there's so many ways that you can utilize the book, because it's a movement. The book is about peace on earth. Peace is an inside job. Peace is the flip side to anger. And this book has taken myself through the experience and many others who have read it to the root core of their own anger, which underneath that anger, there was always a truth that we didn't know how to communicate, and that there was a truth that's waiting to be heard and claimed. And I myself, as a spiritual student of life, am giving you, the person that's reading, permission to get in touch with your own violence, with your own anger, with your own self-hatred, with your own hatred, with your own pain, and knowing that that is okay to go there. And with the peace that you're going to bring in the present moment, that love that you're going to meet that pain with, that's going to dissolve and then bring peace on earth. One person, one heart, one influence at a time.
Again, for the listeners, that was not dead air. That was me taking a breath, listening to that beautiful, beautiful explanation and description, which I myself have personally experienced. And so I want to invite our listeners today to plan to watch this or listen to this podcast a second and third time. And please take out your pen and pad or your laptop and take notes for yourself. Cornelia, you know, you talk about this violence, this inner violence, this inner anger, and right away, people don't want to face that, right? They don't want to face that. It's not good. It's not okay. But to work through this, to emotionally process, I have the book in my hands. As Cornelia was talking, I'm looking through. One thing I want to make sure I point out to you is that there's workbooking in here.
Yeah.
There's many exercises in here. There's a 21-day peace practice in here for you to use. There's so much to say, but one of the things I just read, for example, at the end of when you were talking, Cornelia, was this: breathe in and speak the following words. I see. I honor my crystal clear insight. I am open to the powerful magic of my imagination. I claim my intuitive knowing. I create beautiful dreams, beginning with my peace and gratitude garden. I am a visionary. Now, people who know me will recognize some of my language in this, but Cornelia and I did not know each other at the time that this was being downloaded or written or even published. And that's one of the reasons I think that we're soul sisters. I want to.
Can I say something about the 21-day practice? Because you just mentioned that.
Yes.
The 21-day practice. Maybe that, I know you had a third question.
Let's do that. Let's go to the third question. The third question is this, Cornelia: what do you want your readers to do after reading your book? Now, before you answer, my first book title is Your Job Is to Be. And the story of my own book, my own first published book, is that through therapy and through growth and healing myself, I wanted to move from being a human doing to a human being, as one of my therapists helped me to understand. So when I wrote that question, Cornelia, I was in awareness that I'm bringing back a doing. Mm-hmm. But having said that, in this context, for books that inspire, I'm pounding my books now. For books that inspire, I want authors to have the opportunity to let us know, is there something that you want me to do after reading your book?
And, you know, now is the perfect time to take action on what's important to you and what's meaningful to you in your life. Many of us that have been and are doing masculine energy for years and years and years and years and years had to learn how to become women again. And in our women, learning how to become women, that meant learning how to be. And that's part of our humanity, not so much focused on do, but also the being part. Once the being part is brought back into balance to its original state, then we can naturally flow with the doing and the being, and because we know how to do it. But we've been out of balance. Let's acknowledge that as, you know, the truth there. And what is it that I want people to do after the book? Well, first, you know, get the book, read the book, and then take the 21-day practice. Mm. And every single experience that you're going to have in those 21 days is going to offer an opportunity for you to release your own pain, for you to release your own trauma, for you to get in contact with your own anger and allow yourself to get to the root of the anger, because underneath that anger, there is a truth that's waiting to be claimed. So what is it that I want for you to do, the listener, is that I want for you to liberate yourself. And I want you to use your anger as a tool for liberation, because that's what I did. And now I am a free person within this physical construct, within where I live here on this planet. This peace needle that's sitting here can only be in peace because I have healed the anger from within. Our religious institutions, our spiritual institutions, the New Age community, so many people don't message about, teach about, educate about that anger is actually a really, really important tool to your humanity. And to get in contact with that anger, just like the other day, I was with a client and she told me, I'm so glad that now I know what to do when I get angry, because there was a time a few years ago, I got so angry that I couldn't even believe what I would be capable of.
Mm.
So what do I want you to do, the audience? Go there. And go there and look at your own humanity, face that, transcend that, and heal that, because you came here for this.
Your book, My Time. My time is worth finding my own peace, my own inner peace, doing my own work and growth, as I call it, and making it an inside job. Cornelia, I cannot thank you enough for this incredible conversation. I still have my hands inside the book. So much more to discuss. It seems, Cornelia, friend, that we're going to have a KSMG book club. And your book is going to be the first book in the club, and mine will be the second. So let's put that in the hopper for when the time is right for that. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for being the first guest on this show. Thank you for being the supreme, amazing podcaster, media coach, spiritual mentor, and friend to me personally and so many of us. Thank you so much, friend.
I love co-creating with you, Susan. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Friends, see you next time on your book, My Time. Bye-bye.